Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hey, G. David Bowser. Good to see you, my friend. How you doing, buddy? Great to see you, man. Have a seat. Yeah, we're just waiting on you, man, to show off. Put that headset on. We're live on the air. Yeah. Turn that around the other way. There you go. That's it. Pull that mic up right there. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How we doing?
We got Trey Shep here back in the studio in Little Rock. We got Roger Scott, Christian Weaver.
It.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Good to see you,
David. I just sent you a text.
I know you did.
Yeah, Coach has been so kind, Roger, to not only is he a great former winner and finalist,
yes.
He's committed to giving money to support the Broyles Foundation.
100%.
Yeah, we've got a group. Of former winners and assistants that are just finalists that said we want to help out, and you were nice enough to want to do that. So very kind,
David. I love that family.
Yeah,
that's an incredible family, and what they've done for college football, but what they've done for the community,
yeah.
Just Arkansas,
yeah,
right?
For people dealing with Alzheimer's, and I mentioned earlier, you're a rare cat. You know, you won the Broyles Award 2004 at Auburn. Come back and you win the national championship, and Gus wins the Broyles Award,
right,
as one of your assistants. Very rarely, I think maybe one other time it's happened, but maybe not, where we've had the winner had an assistant under him win the Broyles Award.
That's so. Right. Yeah, and Gus, Arkansas guy, right?
Yeah,
Gus,
that's right.
Arkansas guy,
yeah.
But yeah, Gus is more than deserving of
now,
that award.
Are you still living in Auburn?
We are.
Is Gus
in Auburn.
So we've been trying to get together. I've been in and out of town. My daughter just got married. We've been trying to hook up. He's got a place in Destin. I got a place in Destin. He's got a place in Auburn.
Wow,
I got a place in Auburn.
Wow.
So we've been two ships passing in the night,
yeah.
But we've been texting going, all right, when are we going to get together? It'll happen, David.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure how quick.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And you're back with the SEC Network.
I am.
Yeah. Have you missed that? You enjoy? I mean, because you went back into coaching, but you enjoy TV, right?
I did, David. And so I actually got back into it last year. I did several shows last year. I took a year off after I retired. I retired after the 23 season.
Right.
Took a year off. Traveled with my wife. Just had an incredible year. And then they were kind enough to invite me back in for my third time there.
Well, you do.
I keep going and coming back and then going and coming back.
You do a great job. Roger was talking about the time we brought you to the Touchdown Club. You're very good at the mic. Justin Akery, our GM, was an Iowa State guy. He hated you because you left Iowa State, but you came to the Touchdown Club. He said, I don't hate Gene anymore. He's too nice. Well, let's talk Razorback football. Very little, I played back in the early 80s, been here 40 years. Never have I seen the Razorback football program have zero expectations, be projected to be 16th out of 16. No expectations, no names on any list, not top three. I mean, they're nowhere to be found in a magazine. What's your assessment of Ryan Silverfield and what he's got to do this year?
Well, what he did at Memphis was extremely impressive, including the win against Arkansas last year, right?
The way they
won the game.
You bet.
I think people lose sight, David. I think Arkansas last year lost five or six games by 10 points or less.
Oh, yeah, a lot of by one or two.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it wasn't like they weren't in games.
That's right.
And, you know, Taylen Green and Mike Washington and that offense.
Yeah.
That was a handful.
Yeah.
But now you got another guy coming in there who's an offensive guy who I think can get that back on track. I'm a fan of the Ron Roberts hire.
Yeah.
On defense.
Yeah, no, you
I'm
know
a fan
him.
Of that.
Yeah,
I think what he did at Florida when he eventually took the defense over, what he's done in the past, I'm a fan of him. I know he's a football guy. I think he's really good. So, I think Ryan has put things in place. Obviously, they're going to make a decision on who's going to be the quarterback.
That's correct.
You know, is it going to be KJ Jackson or who's going to be the guy? The transfer from Memphis. That's where everything starts, right? But you have a guy that's proven top 25 offenses pretty much every year he was at Memphis, right? Then you got a guy on defense in Ron Roberts that I really believe in. The fact that you mentioned there's zero expectations, I think that's a good thing. You know what I mean? I think that's a good thing. I think they can go into the season and play and just, I mean, have fun and be physical and do all the things and let it see. Now, their schedule's brutal.
Yeah, very tough. One of the
it's brutal.
It always is, usually.
I mean, you're going to Utah,
yeah,
and then you're turning around and coming and playing Georgia at noon.
No, I know.
So, I mean, but I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Ryan does, and I think he's going to do okay.
So we're visiting with Gene Chizik, if you just tuned in. We'll only have him for about 3 more minutes. You know, the problem, Gene, too, is you're in this position, and you're competing with all these other schools who have budgets, bigger budgets than you. They're spending more money on players, and they're getting the 4 stars and 5 stars, and you're most likely getting a lot of 3 stars, and you better develop them because they don't come in, you know, is highly touted. They may not be the best athletes, and so you got to coach those guys up, and that's the position. It's tough to win. You're competing against a team that's got a $40 million budget. You're at a $25 million. You got $15 million more to pay, and you know that's the way the game is now. I hate it. That's the way it is, but, you know, money buys players and buys good players. How do you get out of that cycle?
Well, let me say this, David. Theoretically, the days of developing guys have never become more difficult because they're not there for you two to develop them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, to your point, if you develop them and they're a really good player, then somebody else buys them from you.
I know what I mean? I know.
And I think that's a fundamental flaw with the transfer portal of having these guys being able to transfer unlimited. That's a flaw.
That's right.
It's a huge flaw.
Yeah.
But back to your point, development is big. But how long do you have the guys to develop them? I think what's more important in the development is the assessment of players.
That's right, player evaluation.
And player procurement. Who am I bringing in? Maybe you didn't see that guy kind of like I did, but I saw this in him, and he's a perfect fit for us. I'm not worried about what he's going to be in 3 years.
Right.
I'm worried about what does he do for me right now in my assessment of him when I bring him in. I think it's that evaluation process that's way more important than anything out there, because you got dudes that spend $1.5 million on a pass rusher, and then he comes in and gets hurt or is ineligible, or not ineligible, but, you know, has a medical issue or something. But you spend all that money on the guy.
It's what Cignetti did very well the last 2 years at Indiana. He didn't have maybe the 5-star, but he was very good at evaluating every player he's brought in. And then they coach him up well, too, there.
They coach him up well, but he did a great job of evaluating. How do you take all these guys at JMU?
Yeah.
That I guess everybody in the country said they weren't good enough to play Power Four.
Right, yeah.
And then all of a sudden 10 or 11 of them go there, and in 2 years, they win a zillion games and win it all.
Yeah.
How does that work? You know what I mean? That's great evaluation.
That's right.
He knows those guys plugged into what he looked for, and then they coached him up.
Yeah, coached him up well. Well, you're looking good, man. You're dead gummit. Yeah, you and Venables, you should have a workout show together or something.
Maybe I'll hit him up about that.
He never gets above 5% body fat. And great to see you.
Great to see
you. I'll tell
David.
The Broyles family you said hello.
And I will get back to you on that. My daughter just got married, so you texted me on a weekend where
I had a lot going on, buddy.
You're always
good, man. Great to have you back in the network again. Look forward to seeing your work, and we'll see how the Hogs do.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Gene Chizik, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gene. Roger will be back. Just a great job by Coach. He's outstanding. Yep.